Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching today is entitled All the Good Tunes.
Triolet on a line apocryphally attributed to Martin Luther. Why should the devil get all the good tunes, the booze and the neon and Saturday night, the swaying in darkness, the lovers like spoons? Why should the devil get all the good tunes? Does he hum them to while away sad afternoons and the long, lonesome Sundays, or sing them for spite? Why should the devil get all the good tunes, the booze and the neon, and Saturday night? A.E. Stallings' poem might strike some of you as a little irreverent, but it always reminds me of this cranky letter to the Galatians. It's a short letter, only 6 chapters, and if you have a few minutes, just read it start to finish and see if you don't feel a little scolded at the end. In today's section, Paul compares the works of the flesh with the fruit of the Spirit. He writes, "Now the works of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. Booze, neon, Saturday nights." But Paul dictates this list having just warned the community at Galatia to stop devouring each other. Immorality, anger, envy, they're bad for you. And they're bad for everyone around you. They bring immediate harm and then ongoing harm as they recreate themselves in a self-perpetuating cycle. So Paul isn't just reprimanding people for their factions and quarrels. He's reiterating God's call to refrain from the kind of living that initiates and sustains these cycles, in which other people lose their freedom, their agency, even their human dignity. Okay, probably nobody listening today is heading out later for a little debauched idolatrous sorcery. But we have other ways of devouring one another, sometimes even in seemingly neutral actions that let us delude ourselves into thinking that Paul's warning isn't for us. But Christian freedom is demanding, because it embraces all of God's people, creation, all of space, all of time. It's the good news that announces a grace-filled cycle, good tunes for later and for now. Paul writes, "By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things." The Spirit offers a hope-filled future, but also a present-day liberating experience. Maybe we ask ourselves today not just how we might be loving, peaceful, or patient today, but also how even our seemingly neutral activities of the day, this very day, can initiate and sustain a grace-filled cycle of kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These good tunes can help inspire more good tunes. There might even be room for a little bit of booze and neon on a Saturday night.